And we're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. We're talking USD 383 with Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade and Board Member Carla Hagmeister. And I know we always have to get through some donations and announcements, so maybe it would be a good time to start them now, and that way we don't run out of time at the end, potentially, if our discussion gets real lively.
How about if I do one and you do one, Carla?
All right. How about if I do the donations and grants?
Okay.
All right. So tonight we will be recognizing the generous support from people in our community. We have a $595 cash donation from Manhattan High School Performing Arts Support Group to Manhattan High School Manhattan High School for travel fees, a $12,040 cash grant from Riley County Raising Riley to College Hill Early Learning Center for reduced fees for families, a $500 cash donation to Ogden Elementary to pay for lunches for students unable to, a $1,000 cash donation from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas to Amanda Arnold Elementary for healthy lifestyle education, $598.53 donation of snacks from DonorsChoose.org to Anthony Middle School for classroom use, and a $4,000 cash donation from Riley County Raising Riley to Eugene Field Early Learning Center for behavioral and mental health support personnel for a total of $18,733.53 of, again, generous support from members of our community that we are very appreciative of.
Now for some of the announcements, two of them we've already touched on, but I want to mention them again. The Oliver Brown Elementary School groundbreaking is this Friday at 3:30. It's a corner of Junietta and Moody. You take Green Valley Road to Junietta Road, turn right, and look for the white banner. Okay, USD 383 is now taking suggestions for the mascot and colors of Oliver Brown. We talked about that. People can go to our website to complete the survey. Secondary conferences are already going on. They're this week. There's no school for all USD 383 students on Friday. So Friday the 7th, no school for any of our students. And then elementary conferences are going to be next week. So there's no school for elementary students on February 13th and 14th. And then there's, boy, this theme, it sounds like no school for all USD 383 students on Monday, February 17th. That day is a professional development day for our staff. So, you know, any of those, go to our website. That's a way to keep up with these things. And between the weather closures last month and now these, I've been glad that we've been able to get a few full weeks in so far in 2020.
Yeah, it seems like it's been not many weeks without some period of inclement weather of some sort.
Yeah, I feel like we're still getting back in the swing of things from before the winter break.
It's hard to believe we're already up to those secondary conferences.
Oh, yes.
And we did have another fun family conversation last night about the upcoming five-day weekend for the sixth grader.
Oh.
She was not shy about rubbing that in.
Here's another thing that I wanted to mention. You saw me kind of scurrying through some papers mm-hmm. here. That this is something we haven't talked about before, but there is a Kansas Public Relations Group. I'm not sure that the exact title, but that our communications department got some awards with that. And I think I'll mention this tonight in my report with the board too, but that it's all over the state of Kansas, and they take entries from the different school districts for their communications. And we got a certificate of merit for audiovisual. It was the Eyes on Education chocolate making that was done by our communications department. We also got an award for Award of Excellence for the website, social media. It's called the USD 383 Facebook and Instagram page, got that award. So I wanted to shout out to Michelle and Tess for their efforts in communications, that they've really worked hard on our website and other forms of social media and other things too. So it's nice to get that recognition.
We were discussing with Dave before we came on this morning about how that type of communication has just changed the fabric. And when we talk about school closures and cancellations and weather and all that sort of stuff that goes on and how it has changed the context of communication with the radio station and how it has changed what it looks like and what an easy resource it is to have that type of communication available and really how dependent we are upon it now to go and find out information. And it's great to have such a reliable source and current source to find out what's going on with our students and our schools.
And oftentimes, it seems ironic for PR professionals, since their whole job is to be in the public eye. Sometimes, though, the job itself is kind of out of the public view and exactly what they all do. So it's great that they're getting some recognition.
In fact, I was just saying, okay, this is the Kansas School Public Relations Association, and Michelle Jones is the president of that association for the state this year. And she puts together our announcements that I read just a minute ago. But somehow she forgot to announce this part about the recognition, you know, her and Tess from her department got.
Maybe a little bit of humility on her part.
Maybe so.
Yeah, maybe.
Definitely so.
Next time you'll have to make sure she gets her own accolades in the announcements too.
There we go.
And before we get out of here, we're running out of time quickly. Oh. It always seems to go that way. But you have a meeting tonight at 6:30, typical Board of Education meeting. You'll be discussing a number of different things, but one of the chief items, you'll be talking about mid-semester enrollment. And Carla, how's it looking this year?
Looks pretty, I would say pretty steady. We look at how that enrollment has changed between that September 20th check date and where we are right now. There's always a little bit of fluctuation here and there as students come and go, and it will continue to change. And
that's pretty typical year to year. That I think we're down count-wise 40 students, and that, and looking at grade levels, it's primarily first grade, 12th grade. Other grades are up a little bit, down a little bit, and can't read too much into it. We just watch it because that does make a difference for our planning for down the road, just if we do see a trend where year after year certain things are going down, but that's not the case. It tends to go up in the fall, down a little bit in the second count.
And it does have a financial impact on the district, though, in the tune of around $4,000. Does that have too much of an impact on your operations, or is it something that you can plan and prepare for?
We're okay with that, and we get the count money from the fall, so we're okay with it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. And I think we're just about out of time.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it goes quick here, guys. It really does.
6:30 tonight, Robinson Ed Center. We always have an opportunity for people to speak to the board if they'd like to. The board is open, and I'm speaking for the board, but the board's open and willing to listen to comments from people that are respectfully presented, and always invite people to attend and to follow us on social media.
Absolutely. Again, that will be available to watch. You can watch it from the comfort of your home on the Facebook stream from the USD 383 Facebook page, so you can watch there. And we do welcome anybody who does want to come out in the cold and hang out with us. We like to have that communication with the people in our community.
And look for follow-up reporting from K-Man.
Of course.
Get that plug in.
Yeah, there you go. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming out. We always appreciate the time, guys.
Thank you,
Thank
Nick.
You.
Of course. That does it for this segment here. When we come back, we'll have some folks from Manhattan Fire Department in studio with us. You're listening to In Focus, News Radio KMAN.